Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of March 11th, 2023. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite care, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. This past weekend, campers enjoyed a Respite Care weekend with the theme being a gallery of experiences. Respite Care weekends are typically twice each month from Friday through Sunday afternoon. Emergency Respite Care is available 24/7. For more information on Respite Care, you can contact Camp Courageous at its website at campcourageous.org. Campers took a trip to see the performance of Little Women. The trip to Dubuque included a meal before the amazing performance, and campers enjoyed the story of hopes, dreams, and much more. Had a great turnout of nearly 200 campers for the Shamrock Shingding held at the pavilion this past week. Campers had a wonderful time between dancing and great food, and it was a perfect day. This past week at Camp Courageous has been orientation for staff. It's a time in which staff learn everything about safety, procedures, protocols, learn all the different camper activities. And here's one of our counselors talking about being a counselor at Camp Courageous.
My name's Bonnie Stebbitz, and I'm from Corvo. I heard about Camp Courageous from an individual that I used to work with in his home. It was about 8 years ago, and he attended camp here. So Glenn is an individual with Down syndrome. When he attended camp, he was in his late 40s. He had already started to show signs of cognitive decline and mood disturbances. And his emotion, his frustration and anger was starting to affect his relationship. He had started to withdraw from things that he normally liked. He was not willing to try new things, and he kept going back and forth on whether he wanted to come to camp. So he decided to come. He was unusually quiet on the drive down here. Normally he'd sing along to the radio, maybe nap for 5 or 10 minutes, and then sing some more. But he didn't say a word the whole drive. He looked straight ahead. And then when we arrived, there was a very nice Camp Courageous staff here to greet him, waved to him through the window, and he just still straight ahead looking. He wouldn't turn his head, he wouldn't acknowledge her. I got out of the car and kind of briefly explained to her what was going on with Glenn. And she said, hold on just a second. She went inside and she made a sign with Glenn's name on it and came back outside by the car. She was holding it up like you might see a driver in the airport who's picking up somebody that they don't know. And she said his name out loud and just kind of kept looking back and forth and waited. He started to look towards her and he looked at me and he said, do you think she is talking about me? And I said, well, I'm not sure, but you should probably go find out. And he kind of grabbed my hand and squeezed it. He smiled while he was unbuckling, and then he got out and went over to her while she was still holding the sign, and he said, well, I'm Glenn. And she said, well, we've been waiting for you. And she was so enthusiastic and smiling. He smiled right away, and for him to even go over there was a really big deal at that time. And he didn't even come back to get a hug, to say goodbye. He kind of turned briefly, waved at me, and then they went to go put his stuff away. I was worried the whole time he was gone because he just was very withdrawn, very hard to get him to do any activity. But when he was here at camp, not only did he do activities that he previously enjoyed, he tried new activities, several of them. I can remember picking him up and smiling and hearing him tell stories over and over about the new things that he tried, the new friends that he made. Even remembering their names at that time was a huge deal, and a lot of that has to do with the emotion behind it. But when he found a smile that week at camp, that's when I just knew that at some point in time I wanted to be a part of Camp Courageous.
Congratulations to Ken and Rita Wolf from here in Monticello. They were one of 9 Who Care Award recipients, and they were also chosen to go on to represent the area in New York City. They are not only great camp supporters, but they travel the country from one natural disaster to another, helping those in need. Today is the North Liberty Optimist Club. We'll be serving pancakes from now till 1 p.m. at the community building. A great Camp Courageous supporter, and I would be there if I wasn't heading to Bancroft for a camper funeral. This coming Tuesday, March 14th, the Pineapple Committee will be meeting at the Edgewood Hy-Vee in their meeting room to discuss the upcoming Pineapple Gala and Pineapple Sales. If you want to be a part of that committee, we'd love to have you be a part of it. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. Once again, that's at the Edgewood Hy-Vee meeting room. Memorials this past week where the loved ones asked that the memorials go to Camp Courageous include Robert Smejko from Cedar Rapids. He was 90 years old. Robert was a great supporter of Camp Courageous for many years. Also, Eldora Seeger passed away from Marion. She was 95. She had a special granddaughter who came to Camp Courageous, and our sympathy goes out to her family. Heading to Bancroft, Iowa today for the funeral of Dan Kolosh, a regular Muscular Dystrophy Association week camper. He came through MDA week for as long as he could, and then he graduated to the Physical Disabilities Week. His sister, Steph, was a wonderful MDA coordinator. Dan's memorials go to the Pediatric Duchenne's Muscular Dystrophy Fund at the University of Iowa for advancement. Our sympathy goes out to Dan's family. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come, and the very best for 2023. Stay healthy and make it in New Year's resolutions to come visit Camp Courageous in 2023. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.